Remember the part where some really mad people, Lee, went to the Capitol?
Yeah.
And unlike the Democrats say at the DNC, didn't knock the walls down or anything like the Democrats did at their protesters did at the DNC or get violent in the way that they did with cops. But they went to the Capitol because they were mad. Anybody remember what they were mad about? They thought the election was stolen. Yeah. And they thought there was some fakery, some cheatery, some untoward stuff that went on. We were told that did not happen. It would never happen. It could never happen. Ever, ever. In fact, we were told that by lying Bill Barr. Another not really stellar Trump appointee. He was the Department of Injustice, head of the Department of Injustice, who assured us that now they'd checked it out. There was no election fraud. Well, it would later turn out, more than 2 years later, we would find out they never even actually conducted an investigation. They just pronounced there was no election fraud, and off we went. There's still people in prison, some of them for up to 18 years for what happened on January 6th. And the people were very angry. They were angry because they believed there was election fraud, but we were told they were crazy. Conspiracy theorists, QAnon. In fact, in the days after January 6th, I'll never forget this, watching my Twitter following fall by more than half as people were literally just broomed right off the internet for liking Trump or something. All of it to get control over an attack the Democrats liken to really worse than Pearl Harbor. They're 9/11, even though nobody was killed, except one of the protesters by a cop. So, I mean, all of that would look very different, wouldn't it, if we were to find some, like, actual election fraud?
You would think.
Well, you need to pay attention to what's going on in Georgia right now and what's been going on in Georgia since May. Let's start there, shall we? May 7th, 2024, headline. This is from Just the News by John Solomon. He's a former reporter from The Hill. This is his outfit. He was the only one to get the Russia collusion hoax correct among the D.C. press corps, so good for him. And he's got a stellar record with me. Not that there needs to be one, because there's public record of this. Headline, Georgia reprimands Fulton County for scanning ballots twice in 2020 contest. Well, I thought that didn't happen. The Georgia State Election Board is requiring Fulton County to implement an independent election monitor in the 2024 election. After an independent investigation found the county likely scanned thousands of ballots twice in the 2020 election. Thousands? Well, like, how many are we talking? Nobody actually knows, since the ballot images are largely gone. But they left it at thousands. Wait, so Fulton County is going to need, by dictates and decree of the State Elections Board, an independent election monitor to make sure they don't scan ballots twice again? Yeah. Yeah, they are. The State Board voted to implement the independent monitor in a 2-to-1 vote. Well, why is that possible now, all these years later? Because it was a Democrat-controlled board, and now Republicans have taken control of it. So I guess those January 6th protesters were right to be mad. Might have had a point.
Or at least question.
Yeah.
What was going on. Ask for some proof.
Now, here's the good news. And, you know, I've been yelling about this for years. Georgia State Election Board. This is the headline from yesterday. And I was watching this yesterday. We all were in my family just holding our breath. Because now the Republicans hold the majority on the board, 3-2. That was not the case after the election. And this is kind of, once you read this and you laugh, okay? Like, what, you need a rule to dictate this? Listen to this headline. Georgia State Election Board adopts rule to ensure number of ballots matches total votes. Why?
Yeah, you would kind of think that would be the standard to begin with.
It's not.
That you can't have more votes than you have ballots.
Or if you're Fulton County, thousands more votes than ballots. So to fix this, the Georgia State Election Board voted yesterday, thank God, to adopt a rule that requires the number of ballots and voters to be the same before the certification of election results. That way, it can't be like Fulton County, where you have thousands more votes than you do voters. Which the Democrats would tell you, it's no big deal. It's like, it's no big deal. Nothing going on here, nothing to see. You can tell how big a victory this was in direct proportion to how loud CNN and the New York Times are screaming about this. CNN saying this is very, very bad because it's going to cause chaos as votes are recounted. Oh, it better. It better cause chaos. Yeah, that's a good thing. Chaos is good when there's more votes than voters. Red flags, flares, fireworks, that's great too. So CNN is saying this is bad because we may not have the speedy approval and certification of the vote process. Why do you want it to go fast if it's wrong? Why do you want it to go fast if it's a lie? The rule ensures that counties comply with Georgia state code. It comes after Fulton County was found to have scanned thousands of ballots twice. Wow. So anyway, the New York Times has been trashing the two board members, the new ones who were on board with this. They're both election integrity activists. New York Times calls them election deniers. But the real election denier here, honestly, is the New York Times. I mean, this is clearly election fraud.
Yeah.
So here is Election Integrity Network founder Cleta Mitchell. Here's what she said Monday. The rule is built on basic kindergarten math. Count the number of votes. Confirm the number of voters match the number of ballots. Yeah. Those numbers should match.
Yep.
Should be the same as the number of votes tabulated. The duty for election officials to certify correct results is required under statute. The rule just makes sure it happens in every county. Now, what if by oopsie, Fulton County, highly Democrat, very blue county, just happens to have thousands more voters this time than ballots again? I mean, thousands more ballots than voters. Sorry, I keep saying that backwards. Thousands more ballots than physical voters. Then what? The whole process stops. And there's no certification till it gets straightened out. They've passed a host of rules for how to straighten it out. It stops. And that's what the New York Times is objecting to. Mostly just by calling names and calling them election deniers, but right. Not with any actual facts like why this is a bad thing.
Yeah.
I read their whole editorial on it. There isn't a single thing in there about like, hey, this could lead to a miscount or no, there's nothing. They just want Democrats to be able to steal votes. So this is what's going on right now. And the best part of this is that an election monitor is going, a special just for Fulton County election monitor is going to be sent by the State Board of Elections this time. So Joe Biden, we're told, but who knows now, won the state of Georgia by 11,900 votes or so. So these margins matter. Mm-hmm. They matter a lot. So I'm so excited about this, Lee. This is not a total solution. To totally prevent voter fraud in Georgia, you would have to scrub the rolls and get all of the voters off who've moved, the dead, people who are what are called ghost voters. They live at places you can't live at because, say, like it's an address for a field. We'd have to get all them off, and we could. We just don't have the political will. But this is something. This will help.
Yeah. It's incremental, but a very big incremental step there, at least for the state of Georgia.
And especially what that means. Here's the thing, okay? I don't know if people realize this. You know how we keep hearing about Trump is supposed to go on trial in Georgia?
Right.
For crimes. What crimes? Well, related to election interference. What did he do? No phone call. He tried to stop certification. Really? In what county? Fulton. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. The county where there were thousands more ballots cast than voters? Yeah, there. He's a criminal for objecting when Democrats steal elections. What is this, Lee? Fulton County in that prosecution, which hasn't gotten as much attention as some of the other cases against Trump, it's one big cover-up. They're actually trying to prosecute him and everyone around him for trying to stop the certification in a county where there's more ballots cast than there were voters. Like, this is straight out of Venezuela, okay? Yeah. And what's done a lot of damage to us in this one is that there were quite a few people from the Trump team who signed plea deals.
Yeah.
Saying they made the whole thing up because they were afraid to get in front of a blue Democrat jury because they could have been facing years in prison. And so, unfortunately, we have people who have confessed to making this up, who were on the Trump team, took the plea deal so that the liberal media could say, see, they lied. And no, we got it right here. Here, see, look, I'm holding it up on Rumble. Look at the headline right here. Georgia reprimands Fulton County for scanning ballots twice. So the good news is they can't cheat that way.
At least not in Fulton County.
No. Now, they may be able to do some absentee ballot fraud because of all the fake voters that are still on the rolls. And we're still going to have to contend with that. They should have fixed it. They didn't. But this is a last minute under the wire fix, or they were going to steal it the same damn way they did last time. So you know what? We should have this in every Republican state, Lee.
Yeah.
It should be everywhere. All the time, this is in hard.
Well, every state should have that. And every county and precinct, that's the way things should be done. If you can't have a situation where you have more ballots cast than you have voters, that should be, okay, stop. We've got to go back and figure this out. And not fix the results, but find out what the results truly are. Because you can't possibly have more voters than you have ballots.
And if you call around the state to try to remedy the situation personally, as Donald Trump did, you don't end up on trial. You don't end up with a booking photo.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Fulton County was the one that wanted to prosecute him. They did this. It's such a miscarriage of justice. And when you understand it, you just grit your teeth. The really sad thing is that we had to fight good Republicans had to fight bad Republicans in the state of Georgia to get control and take control of the elections board. We did it without the help of Brian Kemp, who did nothing but stand in the way. And we did it without the help of Brad Raffensperger, who should have been helping us. But we did it. Thank God for that. All right. So meantime, Donald Trump says he's going to stop paying for your car. Probably a good thing for the governments to do. Not a good thing for the Democrats. And the EV subsidies of $7,500 tax credit apiece. Folks, why is Trump doing this? Why is he doing this? Well, aside from it's an actually fiscally conservative thing to do, government shouldn't pick winners or losers. Trump is doing this because of what's going on with the unions. The union bosses who just endorsed him obnoxiously, I would say, yesterday, or just endorsed Kamala Harris, are literally helping the Democrats move EV manufacturing from the United States to China. I guess it's what Hunter got paid for. Trump's trying to gum up the works there because that now benefits China. That's the difference. That's what he's doing. So we'll see how this plays. We'll see how this plays. Meanwhile, third person yesterday comes out and says, hey, the numbers are not what they look like or what the media is telling you they are. The founder of the Maine outside spending group backing Kamala Harris, her presidential bid, says their own opinion polling is less rosy than public polls suggest. And warned that Democrats, the race is much closer. It's a misprint right there in Reuters. Warned that Democrats face a much closer race in key states. Folks, this is going to come down to the wire. Chauncey McClain, president of Future Forward, a super political action committee, has raised hundreds of millions of dollars to back Harris in the November 5th election, spoke Monday during an event hosted by the University of Chicago. Our numbers are much less rosy than what you're seeing in public, said McClain. In other words, they're lying about this like they lie about everything else. Funny, though, David Axelrod, who would have seen those numbers, he was the chief advisor to Barack Obama, still very much a dean and a don of the Democrat Party. He sees the internal numbers, too. And he just said a similar thing.
This is still a very competitive race. If the election were today, I'm not sure who would win. And I think it may well be President Trump because it's an electoral college fight. You know, for a Democrat to win those battleground states, they have to have a significant lead in the electoral college. Remember, Joe Biden won by 7 million votes nationally last time, and at a margin of 45,000 votes or 44,000 votes in the three closest battleground states combined. So
it's close. It's going to be close. And we can't run close. We cannot. There's only so many votes they can steal. But they're going to steal some. I don't think they can get 3 percentage points of fake votes, even loaded up in vans. I'm not even sure they could do 2. Because remember what happened. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Whole world saw it. Last time, it's election night, swing state after swing state after swing state goes down, goes dark. In some cases, they lied, made up a water main break in Georgia, kicked all the election monitors out. That's not happening this time. They're sending special ones. In some places, they put cardboard up over the windows and had the cops eject Republican poll monitors. When they all closed, Donald Trump was ahead. When they all opened, all were swing states, Joe Biden was. Do they dare do it again? Are they going to try to find another way? I don't know. But this thing, one thing is clear, they know how weak she is. Her own super PAC is saying this is going to come down to the wire. So is David Axelrod. What does that mean? We're still in it. We're still very much in this thing. And here's the other thing I would tell you, okay? Don't pay attention to national polls because David Axelrod is right. Joe Biden got 7 million more votes. And probably a lot of them weren't fake because they were in blue areas. There was no need to cheat. But he actually, and Axelrod explains it in a longer clip there, he actually only won by 45,000 votes because the swing states are what matters. So, folks, this is going to come down to a wire. Here's what you need to do. If you have family in a swing state, if you have friends in a swing state, you need to start talking to them now if you think they could be persuaded to vote for Donald Trump, or if they're the kind of person who's like, I don't know, I don't pay attention. Okay, you need to go vote for Trump. You need to tell them to go. You need to get them out. It's not good enough that they agree with you or support Trump. Are you voting? Are you registered? You need to contact. Send them a text. Don't call them. That'd be kind of weird. Send them a text. I bet we all know somebody in a swing state. Again, the most critical swing states, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada. Do you know anybody in any of these places? Wisconsin, Georgia. If Trump won all 5 of those, he'd sweep. It'd be a good day for us. I didn't even bother to mention Michigan. I don't think it's a real swing state. I think Democrats are going to pick that up, but we can counter it. Because otherwise, the country we're going to live in, folks, there's a reason they don't want to tell you what their economic plan is. I mean, the real one. Because they don't want to have to do it. They don't want it dogging them for 3 years. You said you were going to do this. You're not doing it. You know what their economic plan was? Is? It's very simple. I'll explain it right now. I know it like the back of my hand. This is an IQ test. If Americans fail, they get wrong the answer to this one central question. Why am I poor? If we get the answer to, it's a one question test. If we get the answer wrong by voting for Kamala, economic hell will rain down on our heads. That is their economic plan. I just explained it. What will they do? They will fire up the printing press like nothing you've ever seen. God help us if they take the Senate and the House too, or if Mike Johnson is still in charge. It's the same as having a Democrat in charge. He's just going to let him run him right over. And they are going to print and print and print and print until you are going to be lucky to afford 2 cans of sardines and some diapers for your baby. That's their economic plan. It's how stupid are they? And once we know the answer, we'll proceed accordingly. Talking about the fact that Georgia has now made the right decision because Fulton County last time returned more votes, more votes than voters, thousands more votes than voters. They're now going to have election monitors, and they've just changed the rules in Georgia. Before, you had to automatically certify if you were a county board of elections official. Even if you knew something stank, something was fishy. Now you don't. You don't have to certify. You can get to the bottom of it. And the vote total must match the number of voters. That's why the New York Times is freaking out. Can't have Fulton County returning thousands of voters, that, you know, thousands of extra votes beyond the number of voters anymore because they scanned the ballots twice. By the way, they were censured for that. Headline, Georgia reprimands Fulton County for scanning ballots twice in 2020, and they're going to get their own election monitors to make sure they don't sit there all night and scan ballots. And then when people start to ask questions and Trump starts calling around the state, you freak out and charge him with election interference and his campaign staff as well. That's what they are literally trying him on there. It's a conspiracy. Well, they were, but the prosecutor is so corrupt that it's waylaid the case. She, it turns out, was essentially stealing money from the county using her boyfriend in a graft scam. But they're a typical Democrat. So anyway, I want to paint a picture here for a moment because I've watched so closely what has happened in Florida of what our future could be. And what reality might actually be now. We're told we're in a very tight, tight race with the Democrats. But is that true? Really, you can't know. You can't know till you clean them off your rolls. Here's why. In 2018, Florida Senator Rick Scott and Governor Ron DeSantis barely won their elections by less than 1 point in Florida. So that's 6 years ago. I think DeSantis won it like by 50 some thousand votes. And they were both like a million and a million. It was crazy close victory. Democrat almost won there. It's in 2018, okay? They won their elections by less than 1 point in Florida, which is how it'd been for like 20 years in Florida. Whoever was a bellwether and whoever won in Florida usually won the national election. So Barack Obama won it, but barely, for instance. After DeSantis took office, he passed election reform laws. Fired corrupt Broward County election officials. Why? That's the big blue county there. That's where the election fraud always comes out of the big blue county. It's not usually statewide. After DeSantis took office, he passed election reform laws, fired corrupt Broward County election officials, and created an election police force. Wow. In 2022, DeSantis, Rubio, and other Republicans won by almost 20 points. Even against well-known Democrat candidates like Governor Charlie Crist. Yes, DeSantis has done a great job and lots of patriots are moving to Florida during COVID. They did. But that did not magically become a 20-point red state in only 4 years. This happens because Florida has mostly clean elections now. They have voter ID, no mass mail-in ballots. So look, if we get Trump over the hump, when he takes power, he needs to pass election reform and clean out the corrupt DOJ because the situation we're in right now is kind of dire. There's no one to stop a lot of these Democrats from doing this. FBI isn't going in. DOJ isn't prosecuting. They've got a whole election fraud section, but they're not going to prosecute. So Democrats feel relatively comfortable doing whatever they want. And in the case of Fulton County, scan the votes as many times as it takes to get Biden elected. And don't even worry about an investigation once, you know, it's revealed that there are more votes than voters. So let me read that again. This is the difference election integrity when we don't let Democrats go wild. This is the difference it makes. 2018, that's just 6 years ago, Senator Rick Scott, who was the governor, by the way, very popular governor, ran for Senate. Senator Rick Scott and Governor Ron DeSantis barely won their elections by less than 1 point. DeSantis passes election reform laws, fires corrupt Broward County election officials, and creates an election police force. And 4 years later, he wins by 20 points. So does Rubio. So do other Republicans. And Florida is no longer a swing state. the Democrat Party, Joe Biden's campaign anyway, officially announced they weren't going to contest it. Not with any serious amount of resources. 4 years. How many other states would a Republican win in, and by large amounts, if they did this? I don't know. But I'll tell you what the problem is. After so many of us knew in our gut this election had been stolen in 2020, Trump made a catastrophic error. He did. I'm not blaming him, but he did. He knew too. He knew in his gut it had been stolen. He just fingered the wrong culprit. He pointed to Dominion. That's never been proven that any votes were moved, ever. And when he did it, and he couldn't produce the proof, and no one from his campaign could produce the proof, we were left hanging. When the real fraud was absentee ballot voter fraud. The real fraud was what happened in Fulton County with the double counting of the votes. Scan them and scan them and scan the same ballot again and again so you get the results you want. That was the real fraud. We never got to the bottom of it. I wish he hadn't. I know he knew that it had been stolen, and I know he needed to produce some explanation for that claim quickly. And he was up against the clock. He couldn't do it. We know how they did it now. And there's no excuse for every governor in the nation, including ours, to not do what DeSantis did. Again, no more mail-in ballots, no more mass mail-in ballots, need voter ID, pass election reform laws, fire corrupt Democrat officials where you're able to, and create an election police force. Oh, and you know what they did? They actually started prosecuting voter fraud. Crazy, right? It worked. It worked. You can save the country this way, but we've got to get Republican governors on board. Well, the Israelis just recovered 6 of the hostages that they lost on October 7th in the completely and totally unprovoked genocidal attack. Unfortunately, they were dead. The bodies of 6 hostages captured on October 7th. Which I want to remind you was not a conflict. It was a slaughter. It was a one-way genocidal slaughter and rape fest. You want to read the details of how they did that in the New York Times? It's harrowing. How the Hamas fighters dislocated women's legs from their hips so they could rape them more easily. That's Hamas. So, if you're wondering what war or conflict this was a part of, none. No war and no conflict. This is one of those rare clashes in human history where there aren't two sides. There's only one. It's white and black, black and white. There is no gray here. None whatsoever. They attacked from Gaza on hang gliders. What were they doing in Gaza? The Israelis gave them Gaza. Handed it over. Here, have it. It was an act of love, and it turns out stupidity. They even dug up the bodies of their dead Jewish ancestors and relocated them. They handed over vineyards that had been in families for hundreds of years. They handed over businesses still equipped with the equipment. They even offered to show the Gazans how to use it. Instead, they elected a terror group, Hamas, as their government, and began digging a series of tunnels so that when they committed this genocide, they'd have a place like cockroaches to go beneath the earth and hide. Never has there been a conflict in my life so black and white, so simple, so one-sided. For me, it was pretty obvious at the point when I watched that video that Hamas published. That's why we have it. They executed a 12-year-old in front of his family to see how they would react. They thought it would be funny. They laughed. And then as the mom tries to keep her cool, as the sister, the younger sister who looks to be about 9 or 10, freaks out because the mom doesn't want her shot too. She keeps saying, he looks dead. He seems dead. No, he's not dead. He's fine. He's just sleeping. She's trying to keep her daughter calm. I can't imagine watching your child executed in front of you and being able to keep your wits like that. Hamas thought it was funny though. You can hear him laughing in the background and they posted it online. There are not two sides here. They're not too. I don't like everything the Israeli government does. I didn't like the lockdowns they did. I thought they were even more draconian than here. But genocide cannot ever be tolerated in a Western country, in a Western-style democracy. Yes, I know they're not in the West, but for all practical purposes, culturally, they are. We cannot tolerate that. There are not two sides. Not now, not ever. Because if there's two sides here, there's going to be two sides when they come for Christians in this country on our soil. Mark my words, that's where the Democrats are going. So it torqued me out a little bit last night when Joe Biden said that the Gaza war protesters have a point. Notice he didn't say what that was. What, we ought to allow a little bit of genocide, a little bit of systematic rape, drag the naked women's bodies through the streets, a little bit of that, but not a lot, just a little. No, they have no point. None. They should be mocked, ridiculed, and laughed at. And never listened to at all. Not even a little. Talking about the fact that Georgia has now made the right decision. Because Fulton County last time returned thousands more votes than voters. They're now going to have election monitors, and they've just changed the rules in Georgia. Before, you had to automatically certify if you were a county board of elections official. Even if you knew something stank, something was fishy. Now you don't. You don't have to certify. You can get to the bottom of it. And the vote total must match the number of voters. That's why the New York Times is freaking out. Can't have Fulton County returning thousands of voters, that, you know, thousands of extra votes beyond the number of voters anymore because they scanned the ballots twice. By the way, they were censured for that. Headline, Georgia reprimands Fulton County for scanning ballots twice in 2020. And they're going to get their own election monitors to make sure they don't sit there all night and scan ballots. And then when people start to ask questions and Trump starts calling around the state, you freak out and charge him with election interference and his campaign staff as well. That's what they are literally trying him on there. It's a conspiracy. Well, they were, but the prosecutor is so corrupt that it's waylaid the case. She, it turns out, was essentially stealing money from the county using her boyfriend in a graft scam. But they're a typical Democrat. So anyway, I want to paint a picture here for a moment because I've watched so closely what has happened in Florida of what our future could be and what reality might actually be now. We're told we're in a very tight, tight race with the Democrats. But is that true? Really, you can't know. You can't know till you clean them off your rolls. Here's why. In 2018, U.S. Senator Rick Scott and Governor Ron DeSantis barely won their elections by less than 1 point in Florida. So that's 6 years ago. I think DeSantis won it like by 50 some thousand votes. And they were both like a million and a million. It was crazy close victory. Democrat almost won there. It's in 2018, okay? They won their elections by less than 1 point in Florida. Which is how it'd been for like 20 years in Florida. Whoever was a bellwether and whoever won in Florida usually won the national election. So Barack Obama won it, but barely, for instance. After DeSantis took office, he passed election reform laws, fired corrupt Broward County election officials. Why? That's the big blue county there. That's where the election fraud always comes out of the big blue county. It's not usually statewide. After DeSantis took office, he passed election reform laws, fired corrupt Broward County election officials, and created an election police force. Wow. In 2022, DeSantis, Rubio, and other Republicans won by almost 20 points. Even against well-known Democrat candidates like Governor Charlie Crist. Yes, DeSantis has done a great job, and lots of patriots are moving to Florida during COVID. They did. But that did not magically become a 20-point red state in only 4 years. This happens because Florida has mostly clean elections now. They have voter ID, no mass mail-in ballots. So look, if we get Trump over the hump, when he takes power, he needs to pass election reform and clean out the corrupt DOJ because the situation we're in right now is kind of dire. There's no one to stop a lot of these Democrats from doing this. FBI isn't going in. DOJ isn't prosecuting. They've got a whole election fraud section, but they're not going to prosecute. So Democrats feel relatively comfortable doing whatever they want. And in the case of Fulton County, scan the votes as many times as it takes to get Biden elected. And don't even worry about an investigation once, you know, it's revealed that there are more votes than voters. So let me read that again. This is the difference election integrity when we don't let Democrats go wild. This is the difference it makes. 2018, that's just 6 years ago, Senator Rick Scott, who was the governor, by the way, very popular governor, ran for Senate. Senator Rick Scott and Governor Ron DeSantis barely won their elections by less than 1 point. DeSantis passes election reform laws, fires corrupt Broward County election officials, and creates an election police force. And 4 years later, he wins by 20 points. So does Rubio. So do other Republicans. And Florida is no longer a swing state. The Democrat Party, Joe Biden's campaign anyway, officially announced they weren't going to contest it. Not with any serious amount of resources. 4 years. How many other states would a Republican win in, and by large amounts, if they did this? I don't know. But I'll tell you what the problem is. After so many of us knew in our gut this election had been stolen in 2020, Trump made a catastrophic error. He did. I'm not blaming him, but he did. He knew too. He knew when his gut had been stolen. He just fingered the wrong culprit. He pointed to Dominion. That's never been proven that any votes were moved, ever. And when he did it, and he couldn't produce the proof, and no one from his campaign could produce the proof, we were left hanging. When the real fraud was absentee ballot voter fraud. The real fraud was what happened in Fulton County with the double counting of the votes. Scan them and scan them and scan the same ballot again and again so you get the results you want. That was the real fraud. We never got to the bottom of it. I wish he hadn't. I know he knew that it had been stolen, and I know he needed to produce some explanation for that claim quickly. And he was up against the clock. He couldn't do it. We know how they did it now. And there's no excuse for every governor in the nation, including ours, to not do what DeSantis did. Again, no more mail-in ballots, no more mass mail-in ballots, need voter ID, pass election reform laws, fire corrupt Democrat officials where you're able to, and create an election police force. Oh, and you know what they did? They actually started prosecuting voter fraud. Crazy, right? It worked. You can save the country this way, but we've got to get Republican governors on board. Well, the Israelis just recovered 6 of the hostages that they lost on October 7th in the completely and totally unprovoked genocidal attack. Unfortunately, they were dead. The bodies of 6 hostages captured on October 7th. Which I want to remind you was not a conflict. It was a slaughter. It was a one-way genocidal slaughter and rape fest. You want to read the details of how they did that in the New York Times? It's harrowing. How the Hamas fighters dislocated women's legs from their hips so they could rape them more easily. That's Hamas. So if you're wondering what war or conflict this was a part of, none. No war and no conflict. This is one of those rare clashes in human history where there aren't two sides. There's only one. It's white and black, black and white. There is no gray here. None whatsoever. They attacked from Gaza on hang gliders. What were they doing in Gaza? The Israelis gave them Gaza. Handed it over. Here, have it. It was an act of love, and it turns out stupidity. They even dug up the bodies of their dead Jewish ancestors and relocated them. They handed over vineyards that had been in families for hundreds of years. They handed over businesses still equipped with the equipment. They even offered to show the Gazans how to use it. Instead, they elected a terror group, Hamas, as their government, and began digging a series of tunnels so that when they committed this genocide, they'd have a place like cockroaches to go beneath the earth and hide. Never has there been a conflict in my life so black and white, so simple, so one-sided. For me, it was pretty obvious at the point when I watched that video that Hamas published. That's why we have it. They executed a 12-year-old in front of his family to see how they would react. They thought it would be funny. They laughed. And then as the mom tries to keep her cool, as the sister, the younger sister who looks to be about 9 or 10, freaks out because the mom doesn't want her shot too. She keeps saying he looks dead. He seems dead. No, he's not dead. He's fine. He's just sleeping. She's trying to keep her daughter calm. I can't imagine watching your child executed in front of you and being able to keep your wits like that. Hamas thought it was funny, though. You can hear him laughing in the background, and they posted it online. There are not two sides here. There are not two sides. I don't like everything the Israeli government does. I didn't like the lockdowns they did. I thought they were even more draconian than here. But genocide cannot ever be tolerated in a Western country, in a Western-style democracy. Yes, I know they're not in the West, but for all practical purposes, culturally, they are. We cannot tolerate that. There are not two sides. Not now. Not ever. Because if there's two sides here, there's going to be two sides when they come for Christians in this country on our soil. Mark my words, that's where the Democrats are going. So it torqued me out a little bit last night when Joe Biden said that the Gaza war protesters have a point. Notice he didn't say what that was. What, we ought to allow a little bit of genocide, a little bit of systematic rape, drag the naked women's bodies through the streets, a little bit of that, but not a lot, just a little. No, they have no point. None. They should be mocked, ridiculed, and laughed at. And never listened to at all. Not even a little. Well, the Israelis just recovered six of the hostages that they lost on October 7th in the completely and totally unprovoked genocidal attack. Unfortunately, they were dead. The bodies of six hostages captured on October 7th, which I want to remind you was not a conflict. It was a slaughter. It was a one-way genocidal slaughter and rape fest. You want to read the details of how they did that in the New York Times? It's harrowing. How the Hamas fighters dislocated women's legs from their hips so they could rape them more easily. That's Hamas. So if you're wondering what war or conflict this was a part of, none. No war and no conflict. This is one of those rare clashes in human history where there aren't two sides. There's only one. It's white and black, black and white. There is no gray here. None whatsoever. They attacked from Gaza on hang gliders. They attacked from Gaza on hang gliders. What were they doing in Gaza? The Israelis gave them Gaza. Handed it over. Here, have it. It was an act of love, and it turns out stupidity. They even dug up the bodies of their dead Jewish ancestors and relocated them. They handed over vineyards that had been in families for hundreds of years. They handed over businesses still equipped with the equipment. They even offered to show the Gazans how to use it. Instead, they elected a terror group, Hamas, as their government, and began digging a series of tunnels so that when they committed this genocide, they'd have a place like cockroaches to go beneath the earth and hide. Never has there been a conflict in my life so black and white, so simple, so one-sided. For me, it was pretty obvious at the point when I watched that video that Hamas published. That's why we have it. They executed a 12-year-old in front of his family to see how they would react. They thought it would be funny. They laughed. And then as the mom tries to keep her cool, as the sister, the younger sister who looks to be about 9 or 10, freaks out because the mom doesn't want her shot too. She keeps saying he looks dead. He seems dead. No, he's not dead. He's fine. He's just sleeping. She's trying to keep her daughter calm. I can't imagine watching your child executed in front of you and being able to keep your wits like that. Hamas thought it was funny, though. You can hear him laughing in the background, and they posted it online. There are not two sides here. There are not two sides. I don't like everything the Israeli government does. I didn't like the lockdowns they did. I thought they were even more draconian than here. But genocide cannot ever be tolerated in a Western country, in a Western-style democracy. Yes, I know they're not in the West, but for all practical purposes, culturally, they are. We cannot tolerate that. There are not two sides. Not now. Not ever. Because if there's two sides here, there's going to be two sides when they come for Christians in this country on our soil. Mark my words, that's where the Democrats are going. So it torqued me out a little bit last night when Joe Biden said that the Gaza war protesters have a point. Notice he didn't say what that was. What, we ought to allow a little bit of genocide, A little bit of systematic rape. Drag the naked women's bodies through the streets. A little bit of that, but not a lot, just a little. No, they have no point. None. They should be mocked, ridiculed, and laughed at. And never listened to at all. Not even a little.